And now, more tips with your host, Rebecca, on lifestyle improvement.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and is not to be interpreted as medical advice. Hello again, and welcome to our program. Today we have part two of our interview with Bobby Carducci. Bobby is the author of Confessions of an Imperfect Caregiver by Open Books Press, the true story of the 7 years she spent as an in-home caregiver for her mentally and physically ill father-in-law, Roger. Bobby also writes for her blog, The Imperfect Caregiver, and you can find The Imperfect Caregiver at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. If you would like to find out more about Bobby, go to her website at www.bobbycarducci.com, BOBBICARDUCCI.com, or you can go to theimperfectcaregiver.com. And before we play part two of our interview, let's listen to some highlights of part one. So tell me, Bobby, what can people do to help caregivers?
The biggest thing that anyone can do for a caregiver is give them the gift of time. If they, you know, stop by and say, I will spend 30 minutes sitting at the hospital bed of your loved one so that you can get a break. Or if they call and say, I've made two chicken casseroles, I'm bringing one over to you tonight. Anything that they can do to make things just a little bit easier for the caregiver will be so appreciated. Mm-hmm. One of the things that caregivers frequently do, myself included, is say, if someone asks how things are going, you say you're fine, but you're not fine. So just a few minutes of sitting down with a friend or a family member and being allowed to vent your frustrations for a little while would be such a big help.
Absolutely. And you have a blog, which seems like that was your way to reach out to other people as well. And I hear that a lot of people actually use Facebook or, you know, other forms of communication via the internet for support when they're lonely as caregivers at home. Would that be the case, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm seeing it more and more as I'm connecting with other caregivers and other caregiver support groups on Facebook and other social media sites. It's become a big help. Even when someone decides, I can't do this anymore, and we can jump in and say, that's fine. You have to do what's best for you in your situation. If your loved one needs to go into a nursing home, that's the right decision for your family. There's a huge amount of caregiver guilt. Mm-hmm. Almost universally, caregivers feel that they should be more understanding, they should be doing more, that somehow they're failing their loved one, when that is absolutely not the case. And I have to say, I struggled with it. Mm-hmm. My husband, his doctors, our priest, everybody was saying, you're only human. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the time, you just feel like, if I could just figure this out, mm-hmm. if I could just do a little bit more, when the fact of the matter is, you're doing the absolute best you can every single day. So if we can alleviate those feelings somewhat by communicating with one another, whether it be on Facebook or on a program like yours, that's a really wonderful thing to do for caregivers.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. And like in your blog, one of the things that I absolutely loved about your blog, besides all the great information that you write there and the honesty, is you call yourself an imperfect caregiver. And, you know, I really, when I read that, I went, oh, I love it. I mean, to have the courage to come out there and say, I'm doing this, but very imperfectly, because I think we all are going through those feelings, but, you know, some of us may not be as verbal or as, you know, as able to express it as you are so beautifully doing it in that blog. I think that really what it does is that it gives this ability for other caregivers to feel, like you said, maybe not so much of that guilt when maybe the day doesn't go as, you know, as expected. unexpected things happen, which happen all the time, correct?
Absolutely. And it took me a while to figure out exactly what to call it. For a while, it was inadequate. And it wasn't until the end that I realized I wasn't inadequate at all, that I'd actually had figured it out. But the term just seems so negative. But when I landed on imperfect, which is absolutely what we all are, and I knew if I was going to write about it, I had to write about it the way it actually was. Mm-hmm. There was no point in writing something for caregivers that kind of glossed over it. I wanted them to see how imperfect I was, that sometimes I did get angry, I did get frustrated, I did wish I didn't have to do it the next day. Sometimes I went to church and just prayed for enough strength to do it another day. But I did. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away in my arms, I knew that as imperfect as it was exactly what the both of us needed. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to get it right every time in order to do a good job. And that's one of the most important messages I hope comes through in my blog.
The message that I get out of it as well is that if you love, and if you truly are doing a mission of love for someone, if you're loving them, that there will be imperfection. Because
Absolutely.
We're all human.
Exactly.
But it is the act of loving that makes it worthwhile.
Yes. And shortly before he passed away, I think it was the day before he passed away, and he was in in-home hospice at that time, he looked up towards the corner of the room and he said, "Oh, look, I see the mist." And he looked over and he said, "You go first." And I took that to mean he trusted me. He knew he was going someplace he wasn't sure about, and he was going to let me check it out first.
Wow.
And I found that was a gift from him.
That's beautiful.
Of course, I said, I think I'm going to stay here for a while, but if you need to go, it's okay. I'll take care of Michael, and Michael will take care of me. But that's one of my favorite moments with him.
So you gave each other permission.
Yes.
It was okay. It was done.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I can relate to a moment like that. So that's very special. So tell me, Bobby, what is the worst thing anyone can say to a caregiver?
There are a number of things that come to mind. One is, why don't you just put your loved one in a nursing home? Mm-hmm. Because there are so many reasons why that might be a bad decision. It could be a medical, it could be financial, it could just be personal. That has to be something that comes from the family itself. And usually there's a very good reason why you decided not to do that. It's a question that we heard a lot. But I knew, and my husband knew, that that would be the worst place for his father, because he liked to pretend there was nothing wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And he would actually tell the physicians or the nurses, "Go take care of the sick people. I can take care of myself." But mm-hmm. I spent so much time with him, I could tell if he was in pain, even when he was denying it. No one knew him better than we did. So at home was the best place for him. Probably another thing to say is, make sure you get plenty of rest and take care of yourself and eat right, because that's something that we not only hear a lot, we see a lot of advice written for caregivers that say those things. And caregivers know that these are things that they were supposed to do, and they would if they could. If you're going to say something to a caregiver like, make sure you get enough rest, then they want you to tell us, how do we do that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. It gets very frustrating if people are offering advice without a solution to the problem.
Right, right. And I think that what the thought that goes through your mind is, well, is easier said than done, right?
Exactly, exactly.
So tell me something, Bobby. If you could redo it all over again as far as the taking care of yourself while you were doing this, how would you do it different to make it happen? This is your host, Rebecca, and now we will take a short break, and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
A unique and specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuuk Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified Nuuk practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50-point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how Nuuk Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
Based on what I've learned, is I would be a lot kinder to myself without expecting so much from myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be because I got caught up so much, you know, I was with him day and night, day after day for so long. I kind of convinced myself I was the only one who could do it. Mm-hmm. So even when my husband would say, I'll feed him tonight, or you go and take an hour off and go and get your hair done or something, I was reluctant to do it because I was afraid if I wasn't there, things wouldn't get done exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I think the best, in order to take better care of myself at the time, I should have let go of some of that control.
That's a very good point. I think as caregivers, sometimes in order to cope with the situation, you do sometimes have a tendency to become a little bit controlling of what's around you, because that's one way of kind of keeping structure. And that's
right. If I take my eye off the ball, it's going to go astray.
The whole thing will fall apart, right?
Exactly. And while it may be true that for the most part, I was the one that was there, I was not the only one.
Mm-hmm. Moving now to your book, a little bit more specifically, when you decided to start writing it, and was it while Roger was still here, or was it when he was gone? Just give me a little bit more information. Did you keep a daily log? Was it more of a diary? Talk to me a little bit more about the development of your book.
Well, I started writing it while he was still with us. I became so busy doing the caregiving, and so it became more than I could handle. So I just had to, put it aside. It was too raw. It was, you know, there was too much going on the day to day. So I set it aside until after he was gone and after a period of mourning. And I picked it up and I started working on it again. But in order to write a book that's really going to connect with people, you have to put the emotion into it. So I put myself right back into it. I was living it all over again. And that became too difficult. So I would find excuses not to go anywhere near my computer. Oh, I was going to write today, but you know, I had to do this instead. And it took quite some time mm-hmm. before I felt healed enough to be able to start again. Mm-hmm. So it was over actually a period of 5 years from the time the book started until I actually got into putting it together and was able to finish it. And I actually warned my husband. I said, do you realize I'm going to be living this again and I might be not the best nicest person to live with for a while as these emotions come back up again. Mm-hmm. But we did, we got through it and we finished it. And the best thing I hear about the book now is it's so honest. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being so honest. I recognize myself in this, and I just, that's the biggest gift that I can hear from the caregivers who are reading this. And those who are thinking about caring for aging parents or loved ones are saying, oh boy, mm-hmm. I didn't know, but thank you. And I've actually had a couple of readers who were dealing with family situations that said, mm-hmm. wow, because I read your book, I knew what to do in this situation.
Fantastic. So it's almost like a practical guide based on your personal experience taking care of your father-in-law.
Well, it certainly isn't a how-to book. Mm-hmm. This is what I did, mm-hmm. even when I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. I mean, there was even one situation in there where he's very anxious about being in the car, going to the doctor's office and coming back. And I was afraid that he was going to jump out of the car. Hmm. So when I would hear him, he kept opening up his seatbelt and I'd hear the click and I'd pull the car over to the side of the road and stop until he put it back on. And this was going on over and over for several miles until finally he decided he wasn't going to put the seatbelt on, and I decided I wasn't going to go until he did. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled over and I started to sing, and I sing very poorly. And finally he'd had enough, and he said, will you please stop singing? And I said, will you please put your seatbelt on? So he did, and I went down the road a couple of miles, and he looked over at me. He says, you're a little bit crazy, you know that? And I said, yeah, I do, but I sing really well, don't I? And he said, no, you don't. But he never took his seatbelt off again. So sometimes you have to be a little bit crazy.
Whatever works, right?
That's right.
Whatever works. And so it is, in a way, a guide expressing what worked for you, like you said, and what didn't. Right. And some obviously some creative ways.
Exactly.
to deal with the problems at hand. But more than anything, a honest, supportive, really description of a day-to-day experience of caregiving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. And so valuable.
One of my writer's friends said to me at one point when I was having my critique group kind of look at it, and he said, Bobby, you looked really, come across really selfish in this portion. And I said, good.
It's real, right?
Yes, it's real.
That's fantastic. Well, what courage. Thank you for having that courage. So now, one thing you wanted to also mention in the program was that you as an author do visits to caregiver groups. Talk to me about that.
Well, that's a program that I'm just putting out there for caregivers. I've been investigating caregiver support groups around the United States, state by state, county by county, and letting them know about the blog and, you know, just saying to the leaders, if you think this would be helpful to your group, would you share this mm-hmm. with them? And I thought, what else could I do? Well, travel is very expensive and groups like this don't have any money. So there wasn't a real possibility of my traveling across the United States. And I thought, well, why not do a Skype visit? Mm-hmm. So I, you know, if there's a caregiver support group, whether it's a church group or whoever it is, just mm-hmm. an informal group of caregivers that get together who would like to talk to me, I don't charge for it. We just set up a time. I can do a reading from the book. We can do a Q&A, or we can just talk about what it's like to be a caregiver, some of the frustrations, and just to let them know that I'm here for them. So that's just beginning. I have a couple of Skype visits set up, mm-hmm. and I hope as news about this gets out there, we'll be able to do more and more of that.
That's fantastic. And thanks to technology, just like we are doing, you're in Virginia and I am in the state of Washington, here we can interact and share information and put it on the radio for people to listen to. The beauty of the 21st century, right?
Exactly. It makes it so much easier for us to connect. And if it makes just one more caregiver's life easier for a day or a moment, it's certainly worth doing.
Absolutely. So what I would like you to do now, Bobby, is go ahead and tell the listeners how they can either get a hold of you if they want to be a part of one of those groups, or if they have a question for you, or maybe how they can become part of your blog. And last but not least, how they can purchase your book.
Well, the blog is on WordPress. It's theimperfectcaregiver.com. And there's a way to message me through there. And I'm always interested in listening to readers and to followers on the blog. I also have a website, which is bobbycarducci.com, that talks about not only the confessions of an imperfect caregiver, but also some of the other writings that I do. If any caregiver group would like me to attend, you know, do a Skype visit, if they could just email me at bcarducci.com, and the Carducci is C-A-R-D-U-C-C-I. I will be happy to set up a date, put them on the calendar to do that.
Fantastic. And would you please spell out the name of your website again, Bobby?
Yes. And the Bobby is B-O-B-B-I Carducci, C-A-R-D-U-C-C-I.com.
And the email would be?
bcarducci@comcast.net. Confessions of an Imperfect Caregiver is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble in print and in ebook. And if money is an issue, the ebook's only $2.99. I insisted that the publisher price it so it would be affordable. And if anyone would like a signed copy, then they can just send me an email and I'll be happy to sign a copy for somebody and get it out in the mail to them.
Fantastic, Bobby. And the book again is Confessions of an Imperfect Caregiver by Bobby Carducci. And she will sign a copy for you if you send it to her, which I think is very, very nice. And the book can be found in Amazon.com or in Barnes & Noble, correct?
Correct.
Fantastic. So everybody out there making a decision of whether caregiving is something for them, I think this is an excellent book. An excellent book to give them at least a little bit of direction of what caregiving can look like. And so you can go into it a little more informed, if anything else, because we all know that it is a journey of discovery.
It certainly is.
But definitely this book, I think, gives at least a little more information so that you don't go completely blindly into it, but that you at least have more awareness of the level of personal involvement that would take. And I think that both Bobby and I can attest to the fact that neither of us would change the experiences that we've had, but we've definitely would agree with the fact that it does take some introspecting and to make sure that this is something for you.
It's the hardest job you'll ever love, but it is not something for everybody. And I hope that somebody that has a family member that needs care who doesn't feel that they can do this, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Because it is hard. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's another person in your family who can do it. Mm-hmm. Or you need your loved one to go into some type of facility. Don't take on that burden of guilt.
Very well said. Any other words of wisdom that we can get from you, Bobby, before we let you go today?
I would just like to repeat, be kind to yourself and to reach out to other caregiver support groups, because really, somebody who hasn't done it really doesn't understand, but we do, and we're here for you.
Fantastic. We are. That's what we're here for. Hopefully, you, the listeners, have been able to feel the heart of Bobby, who is sharing and has shared with us so kindly her experience as a caregiver. Thank you, Bobby. It was wonderful to talk to you. Would you come to our program and talk to us again sometime?
I would be happy to. And thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a delight to meet you.
Same here. Thank you, Bobby.
A unique and specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuka Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified Nuka practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50-point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how Nuka Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
If you would like to advertise with us, please give us a call at 877-957-7387, extension 101. That again is 877-957-7387, extension 101. Or send us an email to producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. That again is producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. And join us again next Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8 for more tips on lifestyle improvement.